Mornings with Ryder and Lisa.
Powered by Booster Juice. Canadian born, blended worldwide. Power 107.7.
We're doing something a little new. It'll be my second time, your first time competing in the Edmonton Media Stand-Up Comedy Challenge, where we will be saying things that we're not allowed to say on this show. We get to go a little bit further and hope that nobody brings, like, a recording device.
Correct.
If you would like tickets, all you gotta search is Edmonton Media Challenge on the Google machine, and you'll be able to track this down.
ATBcomedy.com, and it is the Edmonton Media Challenge.
It's mid-October that's shaken down. You're pretty nervous already.
Oh, I'm like, I've almost thrown up several times every time I think about this, because I've never done stand-up before. And I posted yesterday for people to get tickets, and a lot of people click the link. So there's a lot of people that are rooting for me, which is scary. Like, I don't want to let them down.
What, do you have any specific topics? You said something about a dream job.
Yeah, I don't know if it's going to make the cut. I really want to work at Canadian Tire. Working there would be so easy. Nobody has to do anything. Every person that shops at Canadian Tire has too much pride to ask where something is. So I feel like I could workshop that. But majority of my jokes are like making fun of men.
Okay.
Because it's funny and it's a joke. It's a 5-minute stand-up set. Who cares?
I like that yours is ruthless. You've read some of it to me. And then when I'm showing you some of mine, you're like, oh, aren't you worried that they're going to get offended? So now I've changed mine up. I'm just mainly focusing on both of my older brothers having adult circumcision.
Okay, so we hope you get tickets. ATBcomedy.com.
The answer to were we smarter than a fifth grader last year at this time was no. So we're going back to the drawing board and doing a contest this year for the first day back to school called Are You Smarter Than a Fourth Grader?
Yeah, so feel free to play along. Let's find out, because a lot of us are depending on our kids to do well in school. Maybe they're going into grade 4, and this is going to make you realize it's going to be kind of tough.
Yep, some of the
school is hard.
Some of the stuff that my daughter busts out my way, I'm like, no, you're way smarter than me already. This isn't fair.
I just, as soon as I'm done school, like, for the summer, I forget everything. And you go back and I'm like, wait, what? I forget how to write.
All right, so loser has to do a full page of lines.
What does the line have to say? Okay, I want mine to say, Lisa is funnier than me. That's what I want you to write if you lose.
Ryder is smarter than me. I just feel like that would feel very validating. You ready?
Yep.
So we got 3 questions, 1 from math, 1 from science, 1 from English for each other, and then a tie-breaking question if we need it. What tree do acorns come from, Lisa Evans, is the science question for you today.
Acorns come from the green ones. The one.
The green ones?
The Christmas tree ones.
Christmas tree ones.
Yeah, the Christmas tree ones.
Okay.
Pine trees.
Incorrect. The answer is
acorn trees.
That's what they should have went with.
Honestly.
Oh. I'm giving you a hint. I'm not just making noises with you.
Oak trees.
Yes, oak trees.
Oh. Wow.
All right, my turn.
What is the closest planet to the sun?
Mercury?
Yeah. How'd you know that?
It's like known for being the hottest.
Oh, I guess that makes sense, doesn't it?
How many quarters are in $6?
Four times six is 20.
Please finish
24.
24.
24 quarters and $6. Thank you. Your math question. This is, again, a grade 4 test. A house costs $121 million. Please say this number in standard form using digits.
1210000.
You forgot the commas.
.00.
That's correct.
Thank you. Does that mean I win already? Oh no, we gotta go to the last round.
We gotta go to the last round. English question, please.
The name of a particular person, place, or thing. A particular person, place, or thing. Blank noun.
Okay, I was really good in English. That's a pronoun.
It's incorrect.
What? That's incorrect? It's a pronoun. A pronoun is like a she,
it's
she,
a
he.
Proper noun. Is that the same thing as a pronoun?
I don't know. A proper noun is not the same thing as a pronoun, is it? Are there any teachers listening? There should be. Day one of school, you should be up, getting ready to rumble.
Is a pronoun and a proper noun the same thing? I like when I ask a question into Google and it comes up, so somebody else is as dumb as us. Noun is the name of a person, place, or thing.
Yes. What's a pronoun?
Specific ones is proper nouns. A pronoun is a word that can be substituted for the noun, so they are different.
Shoot.
Incorrect, Lisa.
Okay, well, I still want to ask you this English question. Give me an example of an idiom. I had to Google how to say that word. I wish I was kidding.
An idiom would be like, that's dumber than a screen door on a submarine.
Hey, that's right.
We're like, it's raining cats and dogs, right? It's when there's a figurative meaning and a literal meaning.
Okay,
we
get it. You're smarter than me.
All right, get writing.
Oh, I gotta write lines. What am I writing?
Ryder is smarter than me. Yeah, people are texting their text door neighbor.
Which is just one digit off of their phone number and just saying, hey, what's up? How's it going? And there's a lot of people that have been screenshotting some really interesting conversations. Some people have met up with them, found out what they do for a living. It can go either way. Either you'll get ghosted, no response at all, or something interesting.
Feels like there's a lot of people that need more to do, right?
Well, maybe it's nice. Maybe they don't have a lot of friends.
Yeah.
It's nice to get a text every once in a while.
I suppose. All right, so we decided we're going to call our text door neighbors.
Yeah, next level here.
And just see how they react to the news.
Hello?
Hey, good morning, man.
Hey.
Just wanted to say hi.
Hi.
Hi. I'm your text door neighbor.
Oh.
So your number is just one off from mine. So just wanted to say hello. Welcome to the neighborhood.
Did he just hang up?
Oh, great. I got a prick neighbor.
I mean, who doesn't? There's always one. Try the other side.
All right, so I guess we'll try yours. You'll probably have better luck.
Yeah, we'll see.
Calling the phone number that's just one different than yours.
Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
All right, thank you.
Thank you. I was just calling because we're number neighbors, so I thought I'd say hi.
Hi.
Like, my phone number is just one digit off from you, so we pretty much live beside each other. It's a new thing people are doing.
Sorry, who are you?
Well, I'm your neighbor. Like, your phone number neighbor.
Sorry, I have no time.
You don't have time? Okay. Do you have sugar? Okay, have a great day. Okay, well, everyone's cranky.
We should have tried this on a Friday, maybe.
Did you see that meteorite in the sky over the weekend? I didn't, because I was in bed before 10 p.m. on a Saturday.
Cool.
Oops. But luckily, everyone in Edmonton has a dash cam and like a doorbell camera as well. So it was nice to see all of that footage.
If you'd like to see some of it, Power 107 Edmonton on Facebook. You posted something about it yesterday, and the pictures and videos underneath are pretty wild.
Except I wrote, did anyone see that meteor? And then someone responded in the comments saying, it was actually a meteorite. And then I was like, you're right.
Good one.
Thanks.
All right, also trending this hour, Kevin Hart underwent back surgery this after a very scary accident involving him and two of his friends.
In one of his new vehicles, too.
But it was like a classic car from the 70s, and it is demolished.
Like you look at the picture of the accident, and it's a miracle.
Yeah.
That he walked away.
It didn't involve another vehicle. It actually just involved, like, driving through a fence and then into a gully by the sounds of it. I don't quite know what shook down, but good to know that he is going to make a full recovery after back surgery. And there was no word on any spinal issues at all. So that's nice when you're dealing with a back injury that heavy to not have to worry about the spine.
Now, just recently, the trailer for the Joker movie has been released, and it looks amazing. But you had some interesting information about some people that got a sneak peek of the whole movie.
Yeah, they played it at the Venice Film Festival, and apparently got an 8-minute standing ovation afterwards. And when they showed Joaquin Phoenix's name, like on the credits, people started like screaming Oscar and Bravo.
That gives me goosebumps. I'm so excited because I saw The Dark Knight in theaters like 4 times. It was so good.
Yeah.
So that is great news.
Well, you know what? I really like Jack Nichol. Is it Nicholson? Nicholas.
Nicholson.
One's the golfer, one's an actor.
The one that eats cheese fries in front row at all the NBA games.
Yeah, Nicholas, yeah. I think.
Nicholson.
He played it really
Nicholas?
Well, too.
No, I'm confused. Can someone help us out here? Jack Nicholson.
Yeah, Nicholson. That's it. Anyway, he played it really well, too. So I wonder if that like Joker character is just a really awesome character to play.
I bet there's so many people that audition. Like, you have to be perfect for the role. Because remember how many people doubted Heath Ledger? And then he blew our minds.
Smashed it.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what's trending this hour.
Hey, if you're dropping your kids off at school this morning, you want to give them a little shout out, reach out to us. You know our number. This text here says, good morning, Ryder and Lisa. It's Mara Campbell. I don't know if you remember me, but we've met before. Yes, we remember you. You were at Gordon's birthday party. I remember.
That's my dog.
That's Ryder's dog. Anyway, they're going back to school, a new school. So please wish them a great first day. You got this, kids.
Yep.
Gonna be a good day. Like I said, just make sure you're kind to everyone. Compliment people's outfits. Everyone's wearing their best today.
And find the biggest kid in the cafeteria and walk right up and pick a fight with them.
No.
A fist fight. Oh no, that's prison.
Close though.
Yeah.
No running near the roads either, okay?
So it is the first day back at school today. You got your cell phone texting your buddies. Now they're saying there's a lot of areas of Canada where they don't want cell phones in the classroom at all.
Yeah, that includes the Elk Island Public School Division in the area here. That includes schools in Vegreville, Fort Saskatchewan, and Sherwood Park. So they're saying they're such a distraction. As soon as a kid gets like a text or something happens, they're not listening at all whatsoever. So the new rule in those certain schools is you're not allowed to have your phone at all up into grade 6. Even when you're on break, like you could have it on you for when you're done school.
Right.
But you're not allowed to pull it out during your breaks or anything, but grade 7 and up only during break. So if your phone's seen in class, it's getting taken away.
So just stash it in your locker, I suppose.
The first phone I ever had was my mom's cell phone. It was a flip phone and I stole it from her pretty much because all my friends were T9 texting each other. And I was like, what does that mean? I want to do that. And it would be during class and I would be texting underneath my desk and not listening at all whatsoever. Guess what, kids? I didn't go to college. Put your phones away. Everybody watches Shark Tank, Dragon's Den, and pretends that they are also an inventor. For example, like I thought of rollerblades.
You didn't?
I invented them.
They were invented in 1977. Yeah. You were born in 1985?
90.
Okay.
But like I thought of them before I saw them, so technically. All right, so Ryder and I are both going to pitch an invention to you, the listener. You are the shark. Let us know who you'd rather invest your money in. Ryder, do you want to go first?
Sure. Hello, sharks. What kid actually wants to be tutored? None. What tutor actually wants to put in the work and help? None. That's where Tutor Looter comes in. I'm the founder and CEO of Toots McLoots. That's the other name for it. Anyway, I'm here seeking money. Would you like to hear about the business model?
Yes.
Okay. So I offer my services out to families as a tutor with children struggling in school to help get their marks up. But here's the best part. I actually don't do anything once I'm there. As soon as it's just me and the kid, I hand him an iPad and tell him to shut the hell up. What?
You shouldn't be saying H-E double hockey sticks.
Okay, well, I'm better with the kids. I'll be like, hey, no talking. Hear me? And also, I'll say, you won't have to work at all as long as you tell your parents you learned so much being here today.
How does this business work? Aren't people on to you?
No. They don't know how much we learned. Get the kid to say, like, yeah, math went well. Done. Pay up. Plus, really rich parents will pay a lot of money if they, like, think that their kid might have to take over their business someday or whatever. Like, I'm talking $50 an hour.
Okay.
That's Tutor Looter. Thank you, sharks.
Good luck with that. Hey, sharks. My name's Lisa. I'm the CEO and founder of Laundrominder. Are you tired of forgetting about your load? Are you sick of discovering it hours later and it smells like a corpse? You have to waste gallons of water to rewash and an entire Tide Pod, which could have been a delicious snack, by the way. You need the Laundrominder. Wait, Laundrominder. Shoot. An app that dings you when your laundry is ready. You can even choose your own jingle. The first three jingles are free. After that, there is a small charge to download. That is, unless it's a Creed song. Those are always free. So what do you say, Sharks? Are you ready to have fresh threads the first time around?
Wouldn't it just be like a reminder on a phone that you can set?
Yeah, but it's an app specifically for your laundry.
Okay. Also, how do you know what a corpse smells like?
Power Mornings with Ryder and Lisa.
Powered by Booster Juice. Canadian-born, blended worldwide.